into it. I'm not going to tell you why. I'm not going to go into the details. Well, I'll tell you why, but I'm not going to go into the details. Scheduling-wise, we had, like, a planned episode, and I've been having a rough couple weeks, and as Danny and Nick, I'm sure, have had long weeks as well, and sometimes we all just have rough weeks, you know, and normally I don't let that affect the podcast too much, but lately, for me personally, I have been letting it affect the podcast a little too, yeah, it's starting to leak into the podcast, and it's been kind of shitty, and so first I delayed the recording, and then I was like, okay, let's do it Thursday, and then we're going to record Thursday, and then, or tonight, it's Thursday night right now. And then I told him, I was like, you guys, I did not watch the anime that I had planned for us to watch. I am so tired. I didn't get to it yesterday. I didn't get to it the day before. We had the plumber at my house yesterday, installing stuff and doing stuff on the house. And, I've been so focused on some other things that have been going on. And it's 100% my fault. I 100% own it because I put too much on my plate, you know, and... Yeah, so basically, Danny was like, oh man, like, you know, this, you gotta tell us when these things are happening. I'm like, I know, I'm so sorry. And I said, you know, you guys take the night off, take the week off, let me take care of it. And so, I have an EX episode in the canon right now, but I wanted to save that for next week because I don't want the Plummet of the Summit award show to take away from it, nor do I want that to take away from the award show. So, if you're listening to this now, tomorrow is when the Animated Summit of the Plummet award show comes out, and on Saturday, and I hope you guys enjoy it. If you're a patron, you've already gotten to listen to it, because it came out early for you guys. But, yeah, again, had a lot of fun with the Plummet boys doing that, so that was great. So, today, it's just gonna be like that one time when I did the mecha thing by myself, the mecha episode, by my five mecha anime you should watch. Because of impromptu scheduling bullcrap that I put the other two through. So that is my fault, Danny and Nick. I will take care of it. Here we go. I thought of this last minute. I thought it was really funny. I've never used ChatGPT before. I hate AI bullcrap. But once in a while, ChatGPT can make funny things happen. And I've seen people make content out of it. And, I thought it'd be fun to just do this. I've seen people do this before. So I said, give me two random anime characters that would get in a fight. And of course, the first, oh, by the way, before we get started, links.animesummit.net. That's where you can follow and listen. And of course, listen to the Anime Plummet, our sister podcast as well. And I want to mention too, that the Plummet Award, Anime Plummet and the Summit Award Show will be on both feeds. So you can go to their feed or our feed, wherever you want to listen to it, and all that good stuff. And then also, of course, go to anime7.net, and you can get yourself a shirt. Get yourself some merch, why don't you? Okay. But yeah, we're gonna use ChatGPT to name two characters, and I'm gonna tell you which one I either like better, or who I think should win, or whatever. Not necessarily in a fight. But just like almost like a SmackDown, except it's a quick SOM SmackDown, and there's no guidelines or rules. It's just ChatGPT giving it to me. Now I used the word fight in my prompt, so maybe I shouldn't have done that because it automatically chose two like shonen battle characters, the most mainstream ones at that. But yeah, let's get started. Oh, by the way, waifu of the week is, let's see. Waifu of the week is, let's say, Fern from Frieren, just because I think she's super cute, and let's just some random old ass character. Actually, just because Naruto's right here, Naruto, there. Fern from Frieren and Naruto from Naruto, there you go. Actually, just to make people mad, we'll just say Boruto, there. And no question of the week, because I did not find one. But yeah, let's just jump into it. This ChatGPT shenanigans bullcrap. Let's see how I can make it give me a quick episode for you guys, because, again, I don't like to leave anybody without content. I don't want to just be like, oh, by the way, we're off this week and no content for you. So this, in my opinion, is better than nothing. And then you and I can have fun for a little bit while. I give Danny and Nick the, we give Danny and Nick the week off for my mistake. So, let's do it. Then, of course, like I said, they chose Goku and Naruto. I'm not going to get into this conversation. We're not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. You should just read the manga. If you read both Naruto and Boruto and Dragon Ball Super up to this point, you'll know that Goku just kicks his ass, okay? We're not going to do this. This is such a common conversation argument between anime fans and shonen fans. We don't need to do this, okay? So let's just do this instead. Give me two random anime characters. Luffy from One Piece and Ichigo from Bleach. Luffy. I'm not even going to say why. Two more, please. Saitama from One Punch Man and Gon Freecss from Hunter x Hunter. This is so dumb. Oh my god. Do you know any anime that is not mainstream Shonen Jump anime? Let's see. Okay, so they put Evangelion, Cowboy Bebop. Okay, these are still what we would call on our podcast anyway. A lot of these are mainstream. Maybe not Mushishi as much and Monster as much as the other three listed here, which is Cowboy Bebop, Neon Genesis, and again Steins Gate. Okay, maybe we should be a little bit more. We should be a little bit more a little more specific. Two anime characters that are witches. Kiki from Kiki's Delivery Service and Homura Akemi from Madoka Magica. She's delivering bread and Akemi just shows up. Grah, grah! And it's over. I'm going to go with Kiki because Kiki is... She's very cute. She's wholesome. She wants to do the right thing, but also She doesn't know when to be selfish and when to be selfless, and I think that's kind of like her whole thing. And she always wants to do the right thing, but then like loses her way in doing it. And she, you know, she wants to, you know, become a great witch, but also wants to be a great person. And it's just like it's tough, you know. She wants to serve her community as a good witch, as the town's witch, but then also. It's like that balance, like work-life balance. It's hard. I get it. I get it, Kiki. I get it. Give me two anime characters that are androids. If they give me any Dragon Ball Z androids, I'm going to be mad. Yep, they did. Android 18 and Chi from Chobits. Two more androids, please. Violet Evergarden from Violet Evergarden. We'll just say Violet Evergarden. Man, I just love her graphic design so much. Her character design so much. Violet's. A lot of people think Violet Evergarden's overrated. Okay, I get it. A lot of people are like, it'd be good to kill anything. And I just disagree. I don't disagree. I get where you're coming from. At the same time, I think her design is still really well done. And she looks great.
Yeah.
So... We'll say Violet. Violet, good android. Ooh, I got a good one. Speaking of mechs, remember the last time I did this? You know, solo Sam episode to fill in an episode. Remember when I did this last time? I was like, oh, we were talking about mecha anime. Let's do this. Two anime giant robots. Oh, God. It keeps giving me the most, like, basic stuff. They put Gurren Lagann from Tengentopper Gurren Lagann and the Eva units from Neon Genesis Evangelion. Two more, please. The RX-78 2 Gundam and Ereka 7, the Nervash Type 0. These are still mainstream. Read a book. For once. I apologize for not meeting your criteria. Here are two lesser-known giant robots from anime. Raiden from Yusha, right? Brave Raiden. And Dangayo from Dangayo. Okay. Riding I've never seen. Riding, I believe, is an old one. That's like an older one, right? Riding? Isn't that from like the 80s or something? I'm maybe mixing that up with something like something else. But Dangayo. Dangayo is cool, man. Dangayo is like very fucking powerful, big robot. I think that's the one with the lion on the chest, right? Right? No, I lied. Okay, Dangayo is different. Dangayo looks like a fucking knight badass looking motherfucker. Oh, I'm thinking of Galgaigar. My bad. Galgaigar is a big lion chest man face Johnson. This Dangayo thing looks cool, though. Holy shit. Never seen Dangayo or Raiden. Let's look up Raiden really quick. Let's look up Raiden. Now, you guys know it. I'd automatically choose Evangelion, but that's like too mainstream. You know what I mean? Let's just bring it back down. Yeah, see, this is like from the 70s. He has like a bow and arrow and a shield with a sword that comes out of the shield, or like a blade that comes out of the shield. Kind of like Assassin's Creed style a little bit, almost. It's like he's like a fucking round, like an all-around warrior. He can use a bow and arrow. He uses a sword. He's kind of like one of those like hunter warrior type things. Riding. Very cool. I'm going to have to go with Dangayo. Dangayo has a way cooler design. You can tell it's kind of like the evolution of big robot heroes. And for everyone who's telling me to watch Bang Brave Bravern, I've been wanting to. Okay, I said it in our seasonal first impressions that I didn't get to it, and everyone's telling me, dude, Sam, you're the big robot bitch. You gotta watch this. I'm like, I fucking know. I'm getting on it. Okay, I'm getting on it. Yeah, we're gonna go with Dangayo with that one. Two anime waifus. Holo from Spice and Wolf and Rem from ReZero. Neither. Sorry. You both lose. You're both EQ'd. Two more, please. ChatGPT. Maya Sakurajima from Rascal Design Dream of Bunny Girl. And 02 from Darling in the Franks. Daruding in the Franks. That's tough, but I'm going to say 02. Just because I love 02 and I love Darling in the Franks. But yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. Man, ChatGPT is fun. Okay, anyways, let's do another. Ooh! Two anthropomorphic? How do you spell that? I spelled it wrong. Pomorphic. Anthropomorphic anime characters. Okay, Holo and stupid. Holo from Blandin Dog, and Kiraberos from Cardcaptor Sakura. Yeah, we're going with Kiraberos. He's Kiraberos stands on business. Okay, so two more, please. Gatsumon from Digimon Adventure and Haru from Beastars. Dude, I'm sorry. I love Beastars so much. I really do. I just love Gatsumon though. Gatsumon. She's Catfish Johnson. She's an anti-hero. She's a villain, then she's an anti-hero, then she's a hero later. It's cool, man. It's all about Gatsumon and Kiraberos right now. So, two anime characters that are in a rock band. And this is on the mind right now because Danny was looking at phone cases earlier this week when they were Nana phone cases, and I love Nana. Thanks to Danny. Danny putting me on once again. Yui Hirasawa from K-On! And Haruhi Suzumiya from Melancholia's Haruhi Suzumiya. Yeah, Yui Hirasawa owns that shit. Haruhi Suzumiya is a poser, and she's not even, like, good. Like, what does she play? The melodica? Yeah, nice job playing the melodica. Whatever. Which, I'm making that up. I don't know. I've never, Haruhi Suzumiya, this show sucks. Two more, please. Koyuki Tanaka from Back Mongolian Chop Squad. And Shuichi Shindo from Gravitation. I barely remember Gravitation. I remember, was it the novel? There was a friend that I had in junior high that was, she was the one who borrowed me all the Fruits Basket manga and Chobits manga. and all that good stuff and nonsense or whatever. And she was like where I got my really like big interest into manga at first. And she had a Gravitation book, and I don't remember if it was a manga or a novel, but we were getting light novels back then too, but they were like, it was only like, I don't even remember, a couple different things. But Gravitation, I don't remember that much, so we're going to go with Kuyuki Tanaka from Beck. Because Beck is fucking cool anyway. If you've never seen Beck, you got to watch it. It's sick, especially if you're a musician. Two characters. Here, this one's for Sen. That are single fathers. Maze Hughes from Full Metal Alchemist and Kohei Inuzuka from Sweetness and Lightning. Yeah, dude, Maze Hughes. That's an auto W. And not because Kohei is a bad person or bad father. It's just that Sweetness and Lightning was boring. It was a good like 6 episodes, and then like the next 6 episodes is like, okay, I get it. Like whatever. Okay. Two anime characters that are monsters. Ryuk from Death Note and Yoko Kurama from Yu Yu Hakusho. Yeah, we're going with Kurama. Two more, please. Two more monsters. Hiei from Yu Yu Hakusho and Migi from Parasite the Maxim. Yeah, dude. I'll just do Hiei because I feel like Hiei would cut. Like, Hiei, if Shinichi and Hiei got in a fight, like, and again, this is not necessarily meaning these two characters have to fight, but, like, let's say they did get in a fight. I'm sure Hiei would quickly find a way around the apt-thinking Migi and Shinichi and just cut off the hand and it's over. You know what I mean? Shit happens, but Hiei is just way too powerful. He's too OP. Two anime characters that can eat a lot. Toriko and Goku from Dragon Ball. I'm going to go with Toriko from this one. Because Toriko, man, from what I've seen or read of Toriko, that motherfucker puts on, oh my god. Like, and I know we've seen plenty of footage of Goku eating, but like the whole anime of Toriko starts with him hunting for a fucking, he's known as the gourmet hunter. Like, that's his thing. He, like, hunts for the shit. For, like, the best ingredients for his meals. Like, that's the thing. I don't know, man. I feel like Toriko can eat a lot. But, I don't know, man. That's kind of a dumb... That was a dumb one. I apologize for that one. That one sucked. Two anime characters in video game worlds. Kirito from Sword Art. Sora from No Game, No Life. Two more, please. Taichi Tai Kamiya from Digimon and Shiro from Lock Horizon. I don't count Digimon because Digimon, the digital world in Digimon is not a video game. It's literally a whole world. So, like, that doesn't count. Two more. Kazuto Hime Kirito again and Haseo from Dot Hack GU. I'm going to go with, we'll just go with Kirito on this one, I guess, because I mean, Haseo is cool. I've never played Dot Hack GU or seen any of like the things that he's a part of. To be honest with you, I don't know anything about Dot Hack beyond Key of the Twilight. So, I know the story from the video games through Hack through Key of the Twilight, and that's it. I don't know anything beyond that. So, like Roots or GU. And Liminality, of course. Dot Hack Liminality, which is like it takes place during the games or before the games. But other than that, I love Haseo's design, you know, but, yeah. Two anime characters that are in fighting games. Goku and Ryu from Street Fighter. Two more, please. Yeah, this is bad. We'll skip this. This is a bad one. Because they're just giving me shonen characters again, because obviously, they've made shonen fighting games before. What else can we do? We could do so much stuff. We can have so much fun with this. This can make so much content for more podcasts, other podcasts that we could do. And, you know, I shit on Nick and ChatGPT all the time. I'll be the first to tell you that this is good use of AI, I think. You know, because it's just basically, I'm basically rolling a dice of anime characters, and an AI is doing it for me. You know what I mean? It's like looking at an encyclopedia and kind of picking random pages and throwing your finger on it and seeing who it lands on, you know? So I think this is a good use of AI. I think it's pretty fun. Let's see, what else? Okay, well, let's do this. Two anime characters that are martial artists, not from Shonen Jump. Okay, Ranma Saotome from Ranma Half, and Murel Bouquet from Noir. Let's do this. Two more of the same, please. Kenshiro from Fist of the North Star and Lieutenant Tenjo from Revolutionary Girl Lieutenant. Okay, so that's funny, man. We're just gonna say Lieutenant, my girl, because she's the bang. She stands on business, and Ranma we'll go with because we love a bi-gendered queen, king, lord, royalty. How about that? Oh, two anime chefs. Soma Yukihira. Yukihira Soma and Sanji. Two more, please. If you guys have never seen Shokugeki no Sanji, you guys should. Or not seen it, but read it. It's a cool manga. Kamatsu from Toriko and Tsuishijima from Sweetness and Lightning. Two more, please. Takumi Aldini. Oh, from one of the Aldini brothers. Takumi Aldiniga. And Rin Kaga. She's a former member of the Elite Ten Council. She specializes in Chinese cuisine. Rin? Who's Rin again? Is she the one with the fang? Like, she's like the demon? Rin Kaga. Apparently that's also the same name as the character from Usagi Drop, so that didn't help when I googled it. Hold on. Food Wars. They might have actually got her name wrong. Yeah, I think ChatGPT messed up here. There's no Rin Kaga in Food Wars. It's just showing me pictures of Rin Kaga from Bunny Drop. Usagi Drop. Yeah, that's not right. That's not right. I don't know who that is. We'll go with Sanji. Actually, I lied. We'll go with Soma. We'll go with Yukihira Soma. Because that dude has some nuts. That dude has some balls. He has some fucking balls. He comes to my Italian restaurant saying he's going to cook spaghetti better than I can. Okay? He comes in and says, how you fucking doing? And he says, I'm going to throw down a gabagoo and make you the best fucking sandwich you ever fucking had in your fucking life. And he fucking did. So, yeah. Soma stands on business. That's true. Okay. Two anime characters that are artists. Huh? How about that one? Suzu Nekoyama from Inugami-san to Nekoyama-san. Yatoru Yaguchi from Blue Period. I don't think I've seen Inugami-san to Nekoyama-san. Which one is this one? Oh, it's on Crunchyroll? Oh, that's cute. That looks cute. Okay, so it's about a it's about a cat person and a dog person. And they become friends. Okay, I don't know. We'll go with Yatoro Yaguchi from Blue Period, because you know Blue Period is that's what's up. Ooh. Two delinquent anime characters. Two more. That's it. Ryuji Takase from Toradora and Yanagisawa from Golden Time. Onizuka from Great Teacher Onizuka and Hanamichi Sakuragi from Slam Dunk. Yeah, Sakuragi wins that one because I don't care about Onizuka that much. Two more, please. Miko Shiba from Gekkon Shoujo and Hozaki-kun, and Ban Ryuguchi from Get Backers. Wow, there's no Tokyo Revengers or Crows or Windbreakers. Come on, dude. What are you talking about, dog? Huh. That's funny. We'll just go with Ban Ryuguchi, I guess. I don't know. I don't remember Get Backers too much. Two anime, characters that are superheroes. It's going to give me a bunch of My Hero stuff, I bet. That are not from My Hero Academia. There. Saitama from One Punch Man and Tatsumaki from One Punch Man. And two more. Also not from One Punch Man. I said, they gave me All Might and Genos. No, okay. Two anime superheroes that are not from My Hero Academia or One Punch Man. There we go. Kenshin Himura from Rurouni Kenshin and Gatchaman Team from Gatchaman Crowds. We'll just go with Gatchaman Crowds because Kenshin Himura is just like, he's supposed to be like a folklore hero, I guess you could say. He was, like, known as the Hitokiri Boss's sire or whatever the hell. But, like, I don't know. That doesn't count. That's weird. That doesn't count, man. That's weird. You're weird. You're a weirdo. Dude, yeah, this is fun. We'll call this Friday Night Somdowns. Friday Fight Night, Waifu Fight, Sam's Waifu Fight Nights. Sam's Waifu Fight Nights was like that series on the Extra Channel, on the Anime 7 Extra Channel where I was playing fighting games. I should bring that back. We'll call it. We can just call it Friday Night Smackdowns. Well, that's what a regular Smackdown is, though, so I don't know. I don't know. We'll just call it some Friday Night Oh, we'll think of something that'll be funny. But yeah, so far this has been pretty fun. I think this can make good content, I think, this ChatGPT that you young kids have been using. I think that'll be pretty good. We could even, for extra content, not necessarily do things that are anime, but, you know, like video games, right? Like, two random bosses from Mega Man X. Storm Eagle or Flame Mammoth? Oh, I should say Mega Man X series. Hold on. Mega Man X series. Launch Octopus and Boomer Quanger. Okay, it keeps giving me ones from the first Mega Man X. Can't do this. Two random bosses from any Mega Man X game. There we go. Slash Beast and Frost Walrus. Those are both from X4. Let's two more, please. Does it not know how to like grab from different games? Wheel Gator and Bubble Crab. Yeah, those are both from X2. Yeah, that's weird. Anyways, well, I bet you there'd probably be a way to get around that. I'm sure at some point. But I mean that's really cool. I mean, you know how I feel about AI stuff. I think it's a bunch of hooliganism, you know. But I think for this purpose, it's like this, where it kind of rolls. You know, it's like I'm rolling a dice on an encyclopedia. I think that can be pretty cool. So, I'm okay with that. I think this is pretty fun. Maybe Nick can think of some ideas to kind of, you know, we could use this for. It would be funny to do a whole SmackDown where I just go like this. Okay, we just go like this. Random. Give me 16 random anime characters. No mainstream. No bio. No character bios needed. Let's see if it just lists 16 anime characters. Oh, and it does. It does. It does. Akane Tsunemori from Psycho Pass. Haruhi Fujioka from Oran High School Host Club. Arukado from Helsing. Sasuke Kiryuin from Kill la Kill. Mugen from Samurai Champloo. Revy from Black Lagoon. CC from Code Geass. Hull from Spice and Wolf. Bastard Sanby from Trigun. Shiro from No Game No Life. Yato from Noragami. Edward Wong Hao Pepelu Teruski IV. Or Ed. From Cowboy Bebop. Ginko from Mushishi. Hachiman Hikigaya from My Teen Romantic Comedy Sanfu. Toru Honda from Fruits Basket. And Kaori Miyazone from Your Lie in April. That's a good one. And which Trigun? We could just make it up. It could be whatever. We could just, you know what I mean? I'm going to say a la carte because I'm feeling a certain way about vampires right now, if you know what I mean. Well, not just right now, but, you know. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it just spit out 16 random characters. We could literally just do, like, a ChatGPT SmackDown where we tell it to give us 16 random characters. And we don't even have to call it, like, a Summit SmackDown. We could call it some other kind of SmackDown or a Summit Brawl or something like that, you know, where it's like a... You know how WWE has Monday Night Raw, and then they have SmackDown, they have NXT, you know, and then they have SummerSlam, they have WrestleMania, you know what I mean? They have, or like, you know, SmackDown and Raw are like different branches, right? They're different whatevers. We could do like that, you know, something like that. That'd be fun. That'd be hilarious. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I thought it would be fun to kind of mess with that. And of course, I wanted to record something and give you guys something this week because I think it's better than nothing. And I felt really bad for yanking Nick and Danny, yanking their chains back and forth for the past 2 weeks. And I'm sorry, you guys. I normally don't let, you know, life stuff hurdle the podcast around too much like this, but it just got a little jangled and a little jingle jangled this weekend. So I apologize for that. So I hope you guys are, I love you guys for your continued patience and your support of what we do. And I know you guys are always understanding of when things like this happen. It's just, I always feel bad about it, as well as Nick and Danny does as well. And so Nick is always kind of the one who's always said, like, this whole time we've been a pod, you know, he's always kind of been the one like, well, we got to give him something. You can't, it's bad to go a week without, you cannot put something out, you know? And so I take full responsibility, and I just decided to do this for you guys so you guys had something. And it kind of works out because at least this weekend, you guys still get the Plummet in the Summit Award show with all seven of us. So look forward to that. All right. That being said, holla at your girl if you need anything, you know, what have you. Links on AnimeSummit.net. That's where you can go to over our social medias to follow and contact us and message us if you need. And then also where to listen and where to sub and all that good stuff. And get some merch. And I'll be putting a new shirt design very soon. Hopefully this weekend. I gotta finalize it tonight and stuff. But that being said, I love you guys very much. Thank you for listening every week. And I've been Sam, and this has been the Anime Summit Podcast.